This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been right a lot. I think we should focus on that tonight. Well, no, we do. We will get news of the day items with Sarah Gonzalez, Buck Sexton. We have a great show for you tonight on I'm Right. Do you know why people call me the Oracle? Lots of people, millions, call me the Oracle. Do you know why? That's because I gave myself that nickname. Remember something. If you ever want to be known as something, you can't sit around waiting for someone else to give you a cool nickname. Inevitably, it's going to suck. If you want a good nickname, you have to give it to yourself. There's nothing you can't accomplish if you'll just simply set shame aside. Anyway, why do I call me the Oracle? And now so many other people do. Because I get things right a lot. A lot. And it's one of the worst things in the world, believe it or not. Here's what it's like. You see this impending doom coming, and you can see it clear as day, and you get up, and you tell everybody about the impending doom that's coming. But the powers that be, the idiot politicians in this country, they, of course, aren't oracles, and they're weak. So they can't see it or don't want to see it, and they end up making all the mistakes you know they're going to make and just screw us all. Do you remember way, way back at the beginning of COVID? Do you remember this?
We are talking about massive, massive economic losses coming, and that's just the truth. We are going to be feeling this for not just, you know, the coming months, for years. No, we're not going to be in lockdown for years, but the economic impact of this is going to be... it's going to be something. Be careful. Wash your hands. Calm down. You don't need to bury yourself in a bunker somewhere. I don't panic. And frankly, I don't make any adjustments. None. I spent the day at an arcade playing video games with my kids. Why? Because life is too daggone short. And all these people who are screaming at you to panic and you have to, everyone's going to die. And let's dial that down a notch. And also, people have to live their lives. The public outcry had better start switching gears from save us from the disease and close us all down. I have never seen this kind of lunacy in my life. I'm disgusted by the people who lead us, but I'm not surprised.
I had so much hair back then and so much wisdom. Remember when I said this about... by the way, after we stopped the country, which is insane, you stop an economy, and then, surprise, surprise, the economy starts to break almost immediately. That's what happens when you make it stop moving. So the government, in all of its wisdom, instead of just opening it back up, decided to just start printing money and handing out money. And they told everybody to stay home, and then they sent them a government check that the taxpayer already paid for. All this stuff...
The GOP lined up for the last 4 years. 4 years. And voted yes, and voted yes, and voted yes, and voted yes on multiple massive spending bills. The truth is, no one cares. And no one's going to care until the whole house of cards come crashing down. And everyone's going to look around and they're going to say, well, how'd this happen? How'd this happen? Now, well, here's the hard truth of it. Talk about making you uncomfortable. Here's the hard truth of it. When that happens, you and I will both have to go look in the mirror and say, that's on me. I never demanded better. So I never got better. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit.
How's those grocery prices look today? Rent, health insurance, basic construction materials. How those prices look? How's the value of your dollar? I told you. All the COVID lockdowns, the stimulus checks, the money printing, it was going to affect us for years, decades. I'll be dead by the time this stuff all washes out. That's what happened. And it sucked. They didn't listen. Tell you something else. Been right for a while about the reckoning, too.
We must have a reckoning. And you can call it vengeance. That's fine. I'm not going to lie to you. I do want vengeance. There's no question about that. But for the good of the country, for the sake of Western society, we must have people put on trial. People must go to prison for this. They must. People have to lose their livelihoods. They have to lose everything because they took everything away from others. They must watch their colleagues lose everything over lies so they don't tell those same lies again another time. There must be a reckoning. It must happen. It must be severe, and it must be public.
Where are all the COVID tyrants now? The ones who aren't retired in luxury, like Fauci, they got reelected. The Gretchen Whitmers of the world, the Gavin Newsoms of the world, they're still rich, famous, powerful. We didn't punish them before. We didn't punish them for what they did, and the result of that is going to be they'll do it again. They'll do it again, and future tyrants will do it because they'll look back at the last tyrant and say, well, nobody ever busted him. I've been telling you about how communists think and how they operate for a very long time. I told you, boy, did we get hate mail on this. I told you that Trump was going to be indicted by the communists.
Remember, I'm not your mommy. It's not my job to powder your butt for you and tell you everything will be okay. I am America's daddy, so I'm about to tell you how it is. They're going to indict Donald Trump. They're almost undoubtedly going to indict Donald Trump and arrest Donald Trump, and the chances are not zero that that arrest of Donald Trump comes on television.
And they did. We still have the mugshot. It's not because I'm an oracle. I understand how sick and evil these people are. And I understand that the communist uses power in the most despicable ways. No matter what the public outcry is, he believes in using power to reward his friends and punish his enemies. In his mind, that's the only thing power is good for. And long before the assassination attempts of Donald Trump, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, so many other people assaulted and killed, told you all that was coming too.
Rhetoric is really, 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 really important. When they're calling you Nazi, when they're calling you white supremacist, I want you to understand this. They are dehumanizing you. They are making you less than a human being in their minds. Why would they do something like that? Well, let me ask you something. If I were to put a Nazi in front of you right now, what would your conscience allow you to do to that person? Anything, right? What do you think they think about you with your MAGA hat on? Watch yourself out there. And so when you get up there as President of the United States of America and you say, he's a fascist, he's evil, he's a threat to America, what you're doing is you're sending the bat signal up into the sky to the dregs of society that it's open season on you. And you need to make sure you're ready to protect yourself.
We'll do one more before we get out of here. We have too much to get to tonight. Iran. You know, Iran was one of those things we had just done Venezuela and feeling pretty good about ourselves. Hey, we'll just be in and out. Let's just get in and out. But 48 hours after we dropped the bomb on the Ayatollah's head, this is 6 months ago, I told you this.
We're on a clock. I'm sure the Trump administration knows this, but we are most definitely on a clock. You make all the promises in the world, but if a month from now, 2 months from now, we're still waking up every morning, and there might be on our phones, we're still waking up every morning and we see another American has died and the objectives aren't crystal clear and people still have record credit card debt, the Trump administration is going to see the public turn against them very, very, very quickly. They are playing an extremely dangerous game right now. A very, very dangerous game. a game that could very well see communists come back to power in the United States of America. I hope they understand that fully.
How'd that prediction work out? Well, all that may have made you uncomfortable. Hopefully it didn't. But I was right. I am right. We have a great show. We get to talk to Buck. We get to talk to Sarah, old friends, before we talk to them. Let me tell you about something. We have for a long time on the show on I'm Right, we have talked about putting your money where your morals are. It's something I historically have not done, especially when I was younger. I never thought about that this company, this product, this service I'm buying, do they share my values? Are they actually opposed to my values? But we saw during the cultural Marxist peak, we saw how invested corporate America was in destroying us, you and me, the things we love. That's why I switched to Pure Talk. You don't need one of these big wireless companies. Pure Talk's on the same towers. You'll save a fortune, fraction of the cost of the big guys, led by a Vietnam veteran. They even hire Americans. They're all about America, freedom, red, white, and blue. That's my company. Switch to Pure Talk. Go to puretalk.com/JesseTV. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Producer, write this one down, please. Joe Biden is not running for re-election. I am very, very sure about that. Joe Biden's not running for office again. The system is going to come to Joe Biden, and they're going to tap him on the shoulder, and they're going to say, Joe, we need you to go. Can't run. The system is going to force Joe Biden, maybe not to resign, but to not run again. They're going to force him to not run again because the system only has one purpose. You and I have talked about this a million times. What is that purpose? The system's only job is to protect itself.
You could elect a turnip as the Democrat, and that's basically what they're going to do again. I would give you, I don't know how else to put this other than, we got to put a bet on this one. Whatever the most expensive lobster and all you can eat scampi option is at Red Lobster, you are going to be, you're going to have to pay for it for me if I'm right, and put on my Red Lobster bib with a photo taken, okay? I want Jesse Kelly doing the bib for me of Red Lobster. All you can eat scampi, my man. You know, that stuff doesn't come cheap. So I'm trying to get you prepared for this. And I will make good on my side of the bet, too. If you are right, you can go Alaskan crab legs. It's been a good year in radio. We could do Alaskan crab legs for you at Red Lobster.
Joining me now, the loser who is still not paid up yet, my friend Buck Sexton. First of all, host of obviously Clay and Buck. First of all, maybe we should dig into this part first here. Alaskan crab versus the basic snow crab. I know we're supposed to all say that Alaskan crab is superior, but when you look into the extra labor that goes into busting open Alaskan crab, the extra little spikes, the everything else, not complaining, I'm just pointing out there's extra problems involved. Is it that much better than just snapping off a little snow crab leg? I say no.
No, I think it's a little bit like lab diamond versus real diamond. It's a scarcity issue and a marketing issue. And people have convinced themselves I'm with you on this one. By the way, I will make good on that bet. You just have to get your ass out of Texas and come to Florida for more than 12 hours. Your staff knows this guy's a pop. I can't get out. I can't even leave Texas for anything unless he's like, you know, going to some overseas place to stare at the pyramids or something with his kids. Like, there's no way you can get him to do anything that is Florida based. But I will get him out at the Red Lobster, whatever it is, all you can eat shrimp, crab fest, lobster fest, you name it. So I have not forgotten. And I also want to be clear, there's a little bit of daylight here, a little bit of an issue, because Biden did run again. He aborted mid-run. So I'm just saying, like,
what?
It's not, you know, I was so close to winning that bet. I already, you know, I had to take, you know, the Clay, that SOB who, like, sold his website to Fox for, like, Elon money, okay? Crazy, like, so much money. You know that he made me buy him a $1,000 steak over this bet? I mean, you got the Red Lobster, but he got a $1,000 gold-encrusted steak, which I did make good on because he came to Florida. So there you go.
Okay, now, first of all, let's just address this coming to Florida thing. Buck, you know I love Florida. You know I've been down there multiple times, not just for work events, but I'm also 45, and I'm not sure exactly what happens. Maybe it's just an age thing, but when I was young, I wanted to go to Florida Beach anytime. I'll go to Mexico, Canada. Where are we going today? That's fine. I'll always hop on a plane. Now, I have my bed just the way I want it. I have my toilet the way I want it. I have my commute to work just the way I want it. I like being home, and I don't like to travel anymore. Am I crazy?
No, actually, I didn't know we were going to go here, but I'm in the same space. And during my, you know, you did this with doing book tour stuff. People seem to think, oh, you have a book out, so you'll just fly to, like, Central Oregon and speak to my Rotary Club or something. And I was having to tell all these people after my book came out, I don't know if you had this thing, they're like, hey, will you just fly out to, you know, we have 200 people that, like, really, I was like, no. Like, I'm absolutely not going to just, like, fly out and hang out with everybody because I don't, not that I don't love people, I don't want to sign my books for them, but I just don't like to leave my house. Like, I'm not into, I have become, I hope that I will become a true nemesis for the incompetence and indifference of airlines, but I really am on, like, a one-man crusade here because there's a lot of stuff. The airline, it's gotten worse. They've made the seats smaller. Mm-hmm. They've done all these little ways to screw people over. And whenever I bring this up, Jesse, there are people online who go full in on the defense of airlines. And I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's like a masochism. Some sheep like to be shorn. I don't understand that. But that's another reason why I don't travel. So I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But I guess I got to come to... Do they have Red Lobster in Texas? I guess I got to come to Texas.
Do they have a Red Lobster? I'm like 5 minutes from one right now. I eat there all the time. Uh-huh. I just took my kid there last week. Of course they have it. Texas is a wonderful state. Airlines. Let's talk about this, by the way. I have no idea why we're going this route, but I feel like it.
Sure.
When I was a kid, I mean, I'm 45, I'm not 85. When I was a kid, in fact, when I joined the Marine Corps and I had to fly down to San Diego for boot camp, the stewardesses on the plane, I know they're all flight attendants now, the stewardesses were all beautiful women. And not only beautiful, they were all unbelievably polite. Could I get you some more chips? Oh, aren't you the sweetest? Now it's a bunch of gay dudes and heifers and hags who scream at you and treat you like crap. And you're right, the service across the board sucks. It sucks at the gate. It sucks on the plane. Now that's not a long period of time, Buck. What happened?
So they have become like the Turkish prison guards of the sky or something. I mean, they really, they don't actually view their role anymore as, and I'm going to tell you something. I got up during, this is a recent flight. I got up to go to the bathroom. When you're sitting there, everyone in the tarmac, it's like, okay, we've been sitting on the tarmac for 45 minutes going nowhere. And I have to go potty, as we say in my household now, because we have a one-year-old. I have to go potty. I'm not just going to continue to sit here while no one moves. And I got up and this woman, by the way, I'm not going to get into a description of her, but let's just say, you know, she says, you know, you know, you're violating FAA regulations right now, but I'm not going to say anything because I know who you are and I don't want to end up getting made fun of on the radio. And I was like, yes, Yes, I have broken through. No, but there's a real thing, and this is true. They got rid of weight. They used to have a weight restriction for airline attendants. It's a real thing. And the international airlines still have them. That's why when you fly Emirates, there will be some, you know, 25-year-old smoke from the Mideast who's actually your flight attendant. But when you fly with, like, American Airlines, it's like Macho Man Randy Savage as he's making his transition, and he doesn't want to talk about his transition. That's what you get because they've gotten rid of the – that was a South Park reference for anyone who missed it. But anyway, that there's a no more weight requirement, which is obvious. So things have changed.
No, it is. And I'll tell you what, the difference is stark because we had to stop over in Constantinople's airport. I know it's called Istanbul now. I refuse. I'm going to keep things old school. We had to stop in Constantinople's airport for a couple hours. We were flying somewhere else. And my sons were there. And they've only ever flown on American Airlines. And this crew from, I think it was Turkish Airlines, was walking down the airport. And let's just say I had to tell my teenage boys, hey, eyes front, no staring, because they'd never seen anything like that before. What has happened to this country? All right, we have to talk about...
Okay, let's talk a real
No,
time.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's indicative of you know, a once great civilization in decline here, that we can't have hot airline attendants anymore. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. It is sad. Buck, how sad is November going to be for the GOP, and what do we have to do to change those fortunes around?
I mean, we're going to get our asses kicked, I think. I mean, not in some epic, unbelievable, like, crazy way, but we're definitely losing the House, and I think we'll be super lucky to maintain the Senate. But even if we lose the House, they're just the lunatic, the street communist, by the way, your term, which I really like, and I've given you credit for many times, so I might just start using it now because it's too much to, like, always cite it. You know what I mean? I'm not
just
doing a college thesis.
Just start.
But thank you. See, anyone who claims Jesse Kelly has given me permission, right? He says I can say street communist and maybe even y'all because he's, you know, living in Texas now. So the street communists are going to go absolutely wild afterwards. And all this stuff about, oh, we're not really super left-wing, that's obviously just a head fake for the midterms to get foolish people to listen to the class warfare stuff about how we need lower price. These people, all they do is make prices higher and make everything worse, but they know that they have to talk about prices. So I think we're in trouble. I think the Iran thing is a cluster, and I think everyone recognizes that. I wish it weren't, but it is, and people can get mad at me for telling them the truth, but I don't know, man. What's the point of doing our jobs if we can't just tell people what we actually think? And if I'm wrong, as I allegedly or apparently, not allegedly, was about Biden being the nominee back in 24, you know, I'll eat my humble pie.
No, there's no humble pie to eat, because no matter what people feel about the Iranian adventure, the poll numbers, if that's what we're going to talk about here, are unbelievably ugly on the whole affair. People do not like it. They do not support it. They lay the blame firmly at Trump's feet on it. And I think it's going to cost us in November badly.
Well, I mean, we have this. Let's just extrapolate this for a second. And also, one of the things about not just Trump, but even some of his advisors, it was we've learned the lessons about Mideast adventurism. Really, you guys thought you could do regime change in Iran from the air? You really thought that was going to work? We had a no-fly zone in Iraq for how many years, strangling them, apparently, you know, as we were told, with sanctions, with UN backing, I might add, for how many years? There was no regime change. This is like the most 101 stuff. We're going to get regime change by taking out some of the leadership in this country full of wackos with airstrikes alone. This was just a bad plan. And people can get mad at me and say, well, it's obviously a bad plan, which is why they were holding calls, the White House, like 3 months ago, telling us about how the deal was done, and or it's like 60-something days ago now, so 2 months ago, how the deal is done and it's so great. The deal isn't done, and it's not so great. So how many times can they tell us something that's not accurate about the situation? I don't mean they're lying about it, but that, you know, they're very positive and it's not actually a positive outcome. So I'm just frustrated because the street communists are ascendant because of all of this, right? That's really the huge... Yeah. Challenge. I mean, what are the border, by the way, 49,000 deep arrests last month. I love that, including a lot of people that are like, wait, but I'm not actually a mass murderer. I'm just here illegally. Cool. You get to leave too. There's right. Yeah. Administration is doing great things, but they're not really talking about those great things. And even the Lake of America stuff, Lake of America. I'm like, Gulf of America was hilarious and I loved it and made a lot of sense because it was like thumb in the eye to Mexico and the whole thing. Lake America, I just think we could do better. I just think we could have a better name from Trump. So I feel like there's a little bit of a disturbance in the force right now. I mean, I'm here to help, but they'll probably just yell at me.
Buck, my brother. Yeah, as man. Always, I appreciate you very much, man. Thanks for coming. Have you started your chalk yet? Your natural herbal supplements. Before I started taking chalk, when I heard people like my wife talk about natural herbal supplements, I would give the eye roll. Oh, God, here we go again. Because, I don't know, it didn't feel real to me. What's it going to do? What's it going to do? Natural herbal supplements. Got to be a scam or something, right? I end up linking up with chalk. I start taking a male vitality stack from chalk, and they told me. They said, oh, you're gonna feel it for sure. Okay, sure thing. Gonna feel it. Man alive. Over 4 years now, I've been taking one. You want to talk about better energy, better mood, just a better, honestly, a better outlook on life, a more positive outlook on life. This is the result of taking natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Go get a subscription. Chalk.com/JesseTV. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I always think of myself as a Christian who hates Christianity.
Yeah, right. I know personally that I've learned as much about my faith from Salman's tradition, from the Islamic mystics, from poets like Rumi, as much as I have from Christian authors and Christian writers. I'm always so thrilled when I get invited, you know, to the Diwali Festival. I think I've gone 2 years in a row now. And, you know, also have gotten a chance to speak at some of our local mosques. And I find such wisdom and comfort and inspiration from faith traditions all over the world. And I find that they're all kind of equal pathways to truth.
Trans children are God's children, made in God's own image. There's nothing wrong with them. Nothing at all. They are perfect, they are beautiful, and they are sacred. Before we go further, I want to acknowledge that our trans community needs abortion care too. Defending Trans Texas is something we have to do. God is non-binary. Our southern border should be like our front porch. There should be a giant welcome mat out front and a lock on the door.
Well, thank God he can't win here in the red state of Texas. Joining me now, Sarah Gonzalez, host of the wonderful Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Hey, Sarah, that guy doesn't have any chance, right?
I wish that I could tell you no, this crazy lunatic radical would stand no chance in the state of Texas, because here in Texas, we're deep red and we'll never go blue. But the problem, Jesse, is that Texas Republicans are lazy. And despite this guy being an extreme radical, and despite him having, you know, an agenda that includes gun control and transing the kids and all sorts of things that are very un-Texan, he does seem to have a shot right now, only because the Democrats are the ones with the enthusiasm and the Texas Republican voters are just simply lazy, Jesse. They don't want to show up. They don't want to go to the ballot box. And I really hope that they get their acts together and they understand how important it is that everyone gets out the vote, because can you imagine? I mean, we would be the laughingstock in the state of Texas if this guy went to the Senate.
Sarah, you're a lot better at inside Texas baseball politics than I am. All I know is, well, what I see when I watch the Astros lose every night, I see 8,000 James Tallarico ads where he's holding groceries and talking about Jesus with Pawpaw, and I have to this day, and I watch about every game like an old man, I have not seen one Ken Paxton ad, not one, on television. Sarah, not one.
Yeah, I understand. I realize that there is a growing sense of frustration. There are a lot of people in the state of Texas who think Ken Paxton isn't doing anything because they're not seeing the ads. I will tell you at least this. The problem is that James Tallarico has outraised money, right? Like, he has outraised Ken Paxton with all of the donations he's getting in from California and New York and all of these other liberal places. It's the Beto O'Rourke effect. Beto O'Rourke did the same thing. He brought in all of this outside money and he was able to have the money for the ads that we're now seeing on TV. That's the problem, is that Ken Paxton is not getting the money. He's not getting all of this outside money. We'll call it foreign donations, right? The foreign donations from California. And so he doesn't have the money to spend on the ads yet. My sense is that he will kick it into high gear. He's kind of saving his funds and kicking it into high gear before early voting happens. But I mean, we're talking about, I believe early voting starts October 18th. So it is right around the corner, and it is imperative that Ken Paxton's team starts running those ads appropriately, because if Texans really see, really understand who this guy is, I know for a fact that the overwhelming majority of Texans do not support anything that James Tallarico stands for.
All right, let's switch gears here. Let's stay focused on Texas, because you never know what to believe, Sarah. You see all these reports online about mosques being built in Texas, and you think to yourself, surely not, that doesn't make sense. Then you find out that Dallas Airport was planning on putting in a Muslim foot washing station, and you're wondering just how bad the problem is. How bad is the problem?
Let me tell you how bad the problem is, Jesse. The problem is so bad that everyone thought that the foot washing stations went away because Governor Greg Abbott put a stop to it. Well, unfortunately, there's already two of them that have been there since 2019. So the problem didn't actually go away. The problem has persisted for quite a long time while the Texas government has been asleep at the wheel, because they're trying to treat this as it is a freedom of religion case. The problem with that is that Islam is not just simply a religion. It is, of course, an ideology. It is a form of governance, because that is what they want to do. They want to take control of the government, and they want, of course, to enact Sharia law. So this is, of course, way, way further than any sort of religious argument to be made. But here in the state of Texas, you have, you know, I think well-meaning, well-intentioned people who really, really love freedom. They really love freedom of religion. They really love liberty. And they would hate to deprive anyone of those freedoms. And I just think that we need to start taking this way more seriously. We need to go on offense. They should not be deemed a religion here in the state of Texas. They should have the tax-exempt status stripped from them. We should ban halal. I mean, there are plenty of things that we could do to make life very uncomfortable for these people, to get them to go somewhere else. Because let's be honest, if the tables were turned, do you think that freedom of religion would exist in some sort of Islamic state? If we had the Islamic state in charge, would you be allowed to practice your freedom of religion, Jesse? Of course not. The answer is you would be beheaded. And I think we need to start treating this like the enemy that it is. Unfortunately, the Texas government so far has not.
Okay, then explain to me why, because this is more than just the Texas government. This is red state after red state after red state. If their constituents who elect them are solidly against this stuff, what is this, Sarah? Does it come down to money? Is this just a money thing?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a money thing, and it's a fear of being sued, because they know that what's going to happen next if they say, you know, no, McKinney, Texas, the city council just approved a mosque, and they had so many people turn up to their city council meeting and say, do not do this. Please do not approve this. And the city council was like, sorry, our hands are tied. Freedom of religion. And they signed off on it because they were afraid of a lawsuit. They were afraid to, you know, to tackle the cares of the world. And, you know, these organizations that have all of this foreign money that they can use to then sue into a oblivion. And so I think that they are. They're worried about lawsuits, which, of course, comes back to your issue of money. You follow the money, and these people are just scared about the cost of the lawsuit, I think is what it comes down to. And then on top of that, you do have a lot of rhinos in the state of Texas who care far more about, you know, being inclusive and being liked by everyone rather than just putting their foot down and saying what needs to be said.
It seems, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, it seems like the red state GOP primary voter, who I have insulted a million times over the years, it does seem like he is waking up slowly, though, right? I mean, we defeated Bill Cassidy, John Cornyn in primaries. We have these other losers who are retiring before they can either die or lose in a primary. It seems like we're getting better.
Yeah, I caution to say that because I think that naturally the primary voter is a voter who is very passionate about whatever it is that you're talking about, right? So whoever the candidate is, they would have to be very, very passionate about that candidate to go out and vote against or for that particular person. So like for us in the state of Texas, I was very passionate about getting John Cornyn out of office, as I know that you were too. I was very passionate about voting for Ken Paxton because I believe him to be a conservative fighter, one of the only conservative fighters in this state. So I think that you're seeing a pattern in these primaries. The general election, I think, will be a little bit more telling because some people don't have that passion. There are some people who are upset about, you know, the cost of groceries, or they're upset about the cost of gas. And, you know, maybe they think, well, why did I vote anyway? Which I think is the wrong thing to do, right? I'm not excusing it. I think it's incredibly, incredibly ignorant. But I do think that there is a lot of, you know, people who are just not maybe motivated to get out and go to the ballot box because it's not a presidential election year. I think time will tell. And I think that the group that is the most passionate about getting out and making their voices heard is what it's going to come down to, you know, when it comes to the state of Texas and some of these other really close races, unfortunately.
Well, how do we make the GOP passionate before November, Sarah? Obviously, the left is as passionate as they could possibly be at this point in time, wanting to kill us all and do everything else under the sun. How do we get ourselves motivated?
I'm hoping that the convention helps with that. I'm hoping that, you know, in the states where it's a really close race, that they just, you know, go pedal to the metal until November, or at least right before early voting, to remind people of what we're up against. Because people think that they're upset about, you know, whatever the minor nuances that they have a disagreement on about whoever is in charge, if you're in a Republican area, or if you're upset about something that President Trump has done. What's important to remember is what the other side is capable of. I think that we often forget that because we go, oh, well, eggs aren't as low as I want them, and therefore I'm going to stay home. Okay, well, we're dealing with the other side who has been very, very clear. They were just in charge, and you saw what happened under 4 years of crazy Democrat radicals. We had 20 million illegals flood our borders. We had, you know, I mean, the inflation was through the roof. We're still feeling the ramifications, the effects of Joe Biden's economy policies. So I think that it's important for people to reflect, and it's all about perception. Okay, maybe you don't agree with every single thing that's happening right now in this country, but they want to trans your kids. And oh, by the way, they want you dead because you have a different political opinion. We are talking about Democrat socialists, like self-avowed Democrat socialists who are running in their primaries and winning. And so what I would say to the people is that it is actually way more important than it ever was for them to get out and let their voices heard, because the Democrats have decided to just truly embrace communism and socialism. They're telling you exactly who they are. I think that we should believe them, and I think we should take it seriously. And that means getting our butts out to vote in the ballot box in November.
I agree. Sarah, I'm wincing before I even ask it, but it seems like we're getting some positive momentum on the H-1B front, and man, do we need it, because it's a bad problem, isn't it?
It is. It is. I will say, I do think that that is the glass half full that I can bring you today is I think that the administration can't ignore it. It's just simply become too big to ignore. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about how it's changing their communities and not for the better, how it's taking away American jobs. And I do think that, you know, in these next few months, I think that we will see more movement with regard to the H-1B visa process. It has gotten obviously way out of control. This is never what the program was intended to be. You were never supposed to just, you know, submit an H-1B visa application for something like catering manager, for something like chef, for a low-level position, which no offense to chefs and catering managers, but you don't need like this major expertise, you know, master's degree or anything to do these types of jobs. They're just simply being rubber stamped at the federal levels. And so I think that the administration is taking this seriously. They see that American workers are not being able to find jobs because we're bringing in all of these H-1B visa holders, especially in the technology industry. And it does seem like they are putting a stop to it. I mean, if we are to expect that any administration would do this, it would be the America First administration.
Sarah, appreciate you as always. We have a very special Light in the Mood for you. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time to lighten the mood. And before I do that, I should just, you know, in the interest of attempting to be a good person, which everybody knows I am not, once again thank producers Matt and John for all the work they put into this show, including things like this, digging up all these old lighten the moods we did. We thought today might be a good day to play some of the greatest hits. Do you want to know... one of the highest performing videos online on the first YouTube page. One of the highest performing videos ever. I'm not kidding. This is it. Farts are funny. That was a gargantuan one. It was those wooden church pews killed me. Look, it was probably a Democrat too. After all, this is a problem in the Democrat Party. We've covered it for years.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis.
On this subject, not part of this package, but part of preserving our democracy. With that, I'm pleased to yield the decision.
And we need a complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA. When all the Trump administration, the NDAA,
it's the Schumer one that gets me the most because you know what? I've lived for 45 years, got all kinds of life experiences. You know what that sounded like? Everybody knows that sound if you've lived long enough. That's the sound of a man desperately trying to keep it in. But then he gets to that point where he's like, oh no, I'm not going to be able to stop this one. So what I'll do is I'll try to control it so it's not that loud. And it just doesn't work. It's happened to all of us. Along these same lines, we've had to give people critical life lessons here on the show.
Oh.
That's a man swimming in floodwaters. Please always remember, if you never take anything else away from this show, please remember that floodwaters are full of poop. There is an unbelievable amount of bacteria in floodwaters. I know it looks like fun to go breaststroke your way down Fifth Avenue. I understand that. There is poop in the water. Don't go into floodwaters. Speaking of which, part of me still misses Joe Biden's greatest hit.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this defined. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why it's talking about.
You know what? I'll do two more. I'll do two more before we sign off out of here. Eileen Wang. Yeah, she's going to federal prison because she's a Chinese spy. But it was producer Matt who dug this one up. She, convicted of being a Chinese spy, left up her campaign ads on her YouTube page. And on my life, this is not monkeyed with, not much anyway, I don't think. And maybe they cut out a couple bits, but this is Eileen Wang's campaign video.
Arcadia第三区市议员候选人王爱玲，我将致力于为全体市民争取权益，努力提高企业信心、平衡预算、打击犯罪、无以余力，请在11月8日投我一票，支持王爱玲竞选Arcadia市议员。 My name is Eileen Wang. I'm running Arcadia City Council District 3 Public Safety, Transportation, Homeless Issue. All are my priority. Please support and vote me on November 8th. Thank you.
Please vote me. Irene Rang. All right, one more. Last one, I swear. This might be my favorite ever.
We come to this place for magic. We come to AMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care. Because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim.
That seems like an appropriate time to bring up the
and
head
we
of
go
our
somewhere
of truth. Her
we've
name
never
is
been before.
Nina
not just entertained, but somehow
it is
we've
funny, though, how it's undermining
together.
Questioning
dazzling images on a huge silver screen. You don't stop how heroes feel like the best part
and then
of us.
Start printing trillions
and
of dollars and then just start chucking money at the economy. That's not how it works.
Because here, they are.
I appreciate you. Have a good one.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.